Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, so welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, the decision time for Chinese stocks, and secondly, the outlook for Europe's first rate cut. So we think China's two sessions Congress next week is a make or break catalyst. These annual legislative sessions are going to be key to determine whether China's nascent stock rebound continues, or if investor hopes for broader policy stimulus are going to be dashed. The authorities are potentially shifting from combating the weak stock market symptoms with the likes of short sale bans to a more substantive move against the property confidence and manufacturing slump underlying causes, with things like reserve requirements and interest rate cuts, and crucially, more fiscal spending. But this may well stop short of a 2008 bazooka style stimulus that would just worsen its debt overcapacity and deflation issues. But we see an ambitious 5% GDP growth goal being set next week and more fiscal support. This should be enough to boost very low investor expectations and help these sub 10 times price earnings ratio valuations, but maybe not be enough to drive a big sustainable turnaround in this huge 90 percentage point underperformance that you've seen of Chinese equities versus the US over the last couple of years. But regardless, the world is watching, with many others very exposed to what happens in the world's second largest economy, from Australia to Germany to the luxury sector and autos. Our second topic is Europe, where it's inflation day. Some of the expectation has gone after Germany and France both reported better than expected inflation numbers yesterday, but forecasts for the whole euro area for price rises to ease back to just 2.5%, helped by lower energy and food prices, and be a fifth month below 3%. This type of validation would keep the door open to the ECB being the first of the big four global central banks to cut interest rates in the middle of this year. And we're going to hear more from them about that at next week's policy meeting. This rate cut outlook has supported the Stoxx 600 index back to new all-time highs, with Europe uniquely sensitive to interest rates. Remember that overall debt levels are higher in Europe than they are in the US, with shorter debt durations and a higher proportion of floating interest rates. Plus, the European economy is already very near recession, and its company earnings are definitely in a recession. But on the more bullish side, this cyclical heavy stock markets are much more sensitive to interest rate cuts and a potential growth stabilization that would bring with it. And we see earnings rebounding to the 20% levels by the end of the year. And this being especially important with valuations as cheap as they are right now. So this all makes early interest rate cuts key to the bull case for European stocks. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.